Live from the North Phoenix Chamber office in Phoenix, Arizona, it's the North Phoenix Chamber Hour brought to you by Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Paige Tamakos, the host, alongside Jason Bressler, the executive director of the North Phoenix Chamber, Bob Hesselgesser from City Sun-Times, and Lori Pomeroy. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good, thanks.
Glad to be here.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Well, I'm glad to have you guys here representing City Sun-Times, and Jason, as always, representing the North Phoenix Chamber. First and foremost, I want you guys just to talk a little bit about City Sun-Times, just a little background information about the paper and maybe your reach into the community.
Okay, well, City Sun-Times is the go-to monthly community newspaper distributed to over 80,000 readers in the North and Northeast Valley, including the communities of North Phoenix, Carefree, Cape Creek, Paradise Valley, and Scottsdale. The paper has entered its 12th year and is distributed to a network of stands, racks, and direct mail, and the paper typically spends 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks in the home.
Bob, do you have anything to add to the background of City Sun-Times?
We've been in business for going on 13 years now. We distribute throughout the metro area from Black Canyon City to Camelback, I-17 to Pima, D.C., Ranch, Fountain Hills, and for Scottsdale and Phoenix. And we have 80,000 loyal monthly readers.
And I know you guys, you're able to reach pretty much the entire valley. So I know one of the bigger things for you guys is getting advertisers directly with your readership. How do you guys go about doing that?
We have a network of advertisers been with us ever since the beginning, and we add to our current advertisers as we go along with editorial and features and community events, community news.
I would just add on to that. We try to cover all the local news events that are important to the community. We're also the proud sponsors of various charity organizations, community events, and as well as the Chamber of Commerce in several different cities and communities.
I know you just said that you guys work a lot with local, promoting local type of things that are going on, concerts, different events that are going on here in the Valley. So who do you deal with directly to get, you know, those type of people to be involved with City Sun-Times?
We deal a lot with the chambers. We're also very involved with many of the arts organizations, different cities, the Cave Creek and Carefree communities are also very involved. We do a lot of community events within that area.
And since you brought up chambers, I'd like to direct this to Jason. Jason, talk a little bit about the partnership between the North Phoenix Chamber and City Sun-Times.
Sure. Well, City Sun-Times has been a partner for many years with the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and they provide an amazing outlet for our members to promote their businesses, events in the community, as well as opportunities for education. City Sun-Times is a wonderful vehicle to let people know what their local Chamber of Commerce is doing in the community, as well as events that our chamber specifically is putting on. So, for instance, in this month's edition, they talk about our upcoming breakfast. They talk about how our annual charity golf tournament last month was a huge success, as well as updates on our board, on our committee chairs, as well as ways to keep in touch with the chamber so the community can have a link between the paper and the chamber, so if they want to get involved personally or professionally, they can. City Sun-Times is a valuable resource to every community here in the area. They do a wonderful job promoting their advertisers, promoting their partners. Their team members like Lori and Bob are constantly out there making sure they get the most out of their advertising dollar. And so I know that as a Chamber of Commerce and as a proud partner of City Sun-Times, the investment that we've received is far greater than any investment we've made in City Sun-Times. They've done a wonderful job in supporting the members, supporting our organization, and supporting our community. So if you're looking for a wonderful place to advertise and to, you know, get your message out to 80,000 loyal subscribers, this is the place to do it. Lori and Bob will take great care of you and your business.
Jason, it seems like more you're using the word partnership that isn't necessarily used when talking about advertising. So it seems like it's a little bit more of that partnership, of that family. You know, can you talk a little bit about that and how Bob and Lori do that?
Sure. Well, Bob and Lori continuously donate to the local Chamber of Commerce here, and for instance, we're at an event and Bob's gracious enough to donate prizes from local organizations that he proudly represents through the City Sun-Times. They also constantly support and promote our events through their publications, through their resources, website, so forth. So again, we're getting a greater reach. And at the same time, we're distributing these papers, as Bob knows and as Lori knows, at every single event. I take them with me personally and professionally everywhere I go because it's truly a family, it's truly a partnership. And we definitely want to exceed their expectations because they do the same for us. And so they're constantly giving back. They're constantly going out of their way to promote the members of the chamber as well as the chamber itself. So it's a wonderful, mutually beneficial partnership that goes a long way to serving our community and local businesses.
Bob and Lori, I'll give it to you guys then. How important is it for you to have partnerships like the North Phoenix Chamber for you guys' business to grow?
I would say it's vital because we are a community newspaper, and without having the support of Jason and the chamber and the other chambers, we wouldn't be where we are today, or we wouldn't have been in business for as long as we've been in business.
Bob?
We have a wonderful relationship with the members of the North Phoenix Chamber, including, of course, Jason as the leader, and we have a lot of good advertisers, potential advertisers coming up, and we try to work with them to that end.
Lori, I know something that we talked about and that I read about is that your involvement in the community is huge.
Yes.
And that's something that's very important to the City Sun-Times and to both of you in particular. Talk about your involvement in the community and how you approach that and how important that is to you.
Well, it's vital. Again, I like to use that word, I think. It's without being involved in the community, there's no way that we can let all our readers know about who we are and what we can offer them. So we try to get involved between myself and my team to as many of the chamber events as we can be involved in. The golf tournament, we were involved in that as well. We try to get involved in any opportunity that we can to give back to the community. And then we like to talk about it in our paper and let the readers know because it spreads out further than just the chamber event. You know, we want to get everybody to know that North Phoenix is a great place, chamber to be involved in. We want them to pick up our paper. It's just a big family thing. It's for everybody to get together and embrace each other and to enjoy our future.
Bob, do you have anything to add?
We appreciate the distribution of the City Sun-Times through the North Phoenix Chamber and to all the events, and so appreciated. And the advertisers we talked to appreciate that as well.
Obviously, one of the things you brought up, Lori, one of the more recent events is the golf tournament. Talk a little bit about that and how you guys got involved with that.
Well, again, Jason's been instrumental in getting us involved in the golf tournament. I believe this is third year that we've been involved in this event. And without the guidance of Jason, we wouldn't be involved in that. And we look forward to helping out the community in any way we can.
Jason, talk about how that partnership was beneficial in growing the golf tournament and getting the word out there, because I know that was something that was very important to you guys.
Absolutely. Well, whenever you can get press through a wonderful medium like the City Sun-Times, it's going to attract a new audience, a broader audience that ultimately never knew about our golf tournament, even though it was our 28th annual charity golf tournament. And it drew new people, new volunteers, new golfers, new supporters that didn't otherwise know about us without the City Sun-Times. The other thing is, with their help, it allowed us to really, again, make the community aware that we're here. There's still a lot of folks out there that don't know who North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce is, and really, the City Sun-Times is a wonderful vehicle to get to those folks that don't know who we are and get them involved in coming years and in coming events through the Chamber of Commerce. So it was invaluable to us, and we're grateful for that support.
What are some of the upcoming events that you guys are maybe involved with, things like the golf tournament that you guys are maybe involved in?
We have several different events that we're involved in as far as what's going on in the community and wherever we can get that support from the community to get involved. We We do different things with different charities. We try to get involved with the different communities that have events going on, whether they be local events, art fairs, Taste of Cape, you know, the Taste of Cape Creek is on my mind right now. But that's not the only event that we get involved in. We try to get involved in any activity that the community has that they partner with us where we can provide the editorial content for them, and then we will and we will be there covering what's happening and try to let everybody know what's going on in the community, because that's what they come to the City Sun Times for, is to find out what's going on in the community.
Absolutely. And how long have you guys, both of you obviously will have separate answers, how long have you been involved with the City Sun Times, and maybe how did you get your start with City Sun Times?
Well, I'll go first with that. I recently bought and started publishing the City Sun Times in December.
Okay.
So I'm fairly new to this organization, but it has, like I said, we're starting our 13th year, so we've been very, very, very successful in the community for a very long time.
Talk about, before I get into how long Bob's been involved, talk about where you were in December and talk about where you are now.
Well, for me personally, I feel like I have a much better understanding of how this publication works, and my advertisers, my staff, everything. I feel a whole lot better than I did at the beginning because I was kind of like a deer in the headlights trying to figure everything out. But I have a good grasp on that now, and I've been spending a lot more time out there having a relationship with all my advertisers, a lot with Bob on sales calls or all my other salespeople, and that's the way that I need to get out there and meet those people that are such a vital part of our publication.
What part of your background helped you with, you know, what kind of got you involved in wanting to do something like this?
Well, my background before this was in retail, and in many ways it's different, but in many ways it's the same. Instead of having multiple stores that I'm buying for, I have multiple advertisers. So there's a lot of the things that are the same. There's a lot of parallels that I didn't know they were there at the beginning, but I found them as I've gotten deeper and deeper into the business. So that's been a big part of it. And the other part is, you know, just being a mom also prepares you for pretty much everything. That's been my other experience. So,
Bob, how long have you been involved with City Sun Times?
I came on board with the City Sun Times 6 years ago. It was the Tatum Sun Times, and we expanded into Cave Creek, Carefree in the North Phoenix area, and expanded from there and changed the name to City Sun Times, not to be confused with Sun City, of course. And we have a section in the Cave Creek and Carefree that is self-standing. We have a lot of wonderful advertisers and friends in Cave Creek and Carefree, and a lot of activities up there. We have the Desert Foothills Theater, wonderful theater up there, tied in with the Foothills Community Foundation. They have some amazing youth talent and put on some wonderful shows.
Bob, you'll be able to attest a little bit better than Lori just because you've been with them for a lot longer. Where were you 6 years ago? And obviously you talked a little bit about it, how you expanded and have taken over, you know, the kind of the whole city area you want to talk about. It's not just a specific area of Phoenix.
Well, we just started moving up into the north area and Cave Creek, Carefree, then on into Black Canyon City, and I work a little bit in Anthem and DC Ranch, and try to do a whole corridor so that we have a maximum exposure for our advertisers. That's very important, is the distribution area. So that's probably what we do when we cover the North Phoenix area and North Scottsdale.
And North Scottsdale. So you're hitting all over the place. But we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Lori and Bob, and we'll get Jason involved a little bit more and talking about the Chamber and the dynamic partnership between the two of you. But you're listening to the North Phoenix Chamber Hour. We'll be right back.
Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello and welcome back to the North Phoenix Chamber Hour. We are here live at the Chamber office in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Paige DeMacos, and I'm here with Lori and Bob from City Sun Times and Jason Bressler from the North Phoenix Chamber. And we're going to get right back into things. I want to talk to you guys specifically more about the paper and maybe the logistics that go into putting together a paper, because it's something that obviously unless you've done it, you don't really know much about it. So how much time, how much effort, I mean, what all goes into making the City Sun Times?
Well, I think at first, when you look at publications such as ours, it's separated for the way we've separated is based on cities. So we have a separation of our Scottsdale section. We have North Phoenix. We have Carefree, Cave Creek, Fountain Hills, Black Canyon City. And then we go into our city views. We'll go into arts and entertainment. We separate it out like that, which like a lot of other publications do it. And in doing that, we I had a sales team that goes through and sells within all those different areas. And that's how the advertisers come on board, and they will talk about where they want to be placed and what they want to do. Then I'll have an editorial staff that goes through and finds content that's relevant to that particular community or possibly to their advertisers that we have on board. And we do the same thing with the arts and entertainment that's going on for the month or destinations or anything that's important and relevant to our readers in our community.
Talk about the time frame. How long does it take to put together the paper? What goes into, you know, putting together the nitty-gritty, the specifics of time-wise, how long it takes to really put the paper together?
Well, it's a monthly publication, so we come out on the first Saturday of every month. So it's a little bit different dates all the time depending on how the calendar falls. But we go through, the sales team is always out there the first part of the month, and they have to like the 15th, 17th, 18th. This depends on how the calendar falls to sell for that particular month. So they're out there getting those advertisers on board. We have the ability to, sometimes we have camera-ready art. We have a graphic designer on board that will create the artwork for certain advertisers out there. And at the same time, I have an editorial staff that's putting different content together based on the advertisement and the communities that we service. And so basically, it's a month time frame that we just kind of go through. And we have it all. We have a production calendar that's based on the whole year, so everybody knows exactly the dates and the cutoff dates, what they have to do, and what time that has to get done.
How many people are you dealing with? How many people go into the process of making the paper? As far as the actual, not necessarily the the people that are doing sales, but the people that are actually making the paper.
Well, we amazingly run on a small staff. I have a sales staff of 3 to 4. And then I have an editor who does most of all the writing. I have a creative designer. I have myself. I have a part-time accountant. And then I have somebody that delivers the paper. So that's really, we're a really small group of people. We're a little family.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That for as big of a publication that you guys have, that's how small the amount of people is. So talk about how important it is to have the right people in those roles, because you do keep it small. So you have to be able to have a great amount of accountability on that small amount of people.
Absolutely. The success of this paper is based on the success and the hard work of everybody that's on my staff. They're invaluable. They are team players. They don't need supervision, really. They just go out there. They see the job. They get it done. They're just wonderful people to work with.
Bob, talk about that as well, how important it is to have the chemistry of what's going on at City Sun-Times and how that helps the City Sun-Times really prosper.
It's very important to work closely with the editorial staff and the production staff in order to get the ads in on time and get them so that the readers will and not only enjoy the ads, but respond to the advertisers. Additionally, we have some areas where we do destinations into the northern part of the state where we have some of the North Country, the Cool Pines, advertising in our destination section, which is very nice.
Lori, talk about the editor of the paper and how, I mean, that's, when you're talking about a paper, the most important part, usually when you're thinking about it, is the editor. I mean, that's traditionally a very stressful job when you're talking about deadlines and time frame and how much content. And to think that there's one editor-in-chief of the entire paper is pretty amazing.
Well, she is amazing, and she receives very little direction from me, probably more what are you doing kind of thing, but she's just amazing. She goes through and she's able to prepare every article the way it needs to be prepared, and she gets to the graphic or creative designer on time, and she also picks content that's important to the community. And she does get a lot of feedback from the sales team as far as certain things that they want from their advertisers want to see. But she's phenomenal. She picks a lot of the artwork that's out. She works with those people with the content to make sure it's the way it should be written. She's out there trying to find the stories that are important to our reader that's on the front page. And since we are a monthly publication, it's very, very important to find something on that front page that's relative for a long time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's completely different than a lot of the publications out there that are different. You know, they're coming out on a weekly basis or a daily basis. We're around for a whole month, so you've got to make sure that cover is interesting.
Absolutely. And before we get into it, I want to talk more about content and what goes into picking the specific content. I know Jason knows Catherine very well, the editor of the paper. Talk a little bit about Catherine's, not only her job that she does with the City Sun-Times, but what she's done with the Phoenix Chamber.
Well, there isn't enough positive feedback I can state about Catherine. I mean, Catherine is a tremendous asset, has a heart of gold, and she truly is a blessing to all of us. And I have had the pleasure of working with Catherine for 2 years now, and she's a major reason why the chamber has grown so quickly from 100 to 500 members in literally just over a year. She is a wonderful team player who always gives the extra effort, who always exceeds expectations, and I'm very lucky to know her personally and professionally. She's made me a better person. She's made me a better professional. And again, it truly is a blessing to have people that I work with each day who truly make me better. And I know that she's had a huge impact on so many businesses, on so many levels through the Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to have Catherine as part of the team and part of the family. And certainly, I cannot say enough about her writing abilities. As Lori eloquently stated, she is always at the top of her game. You don't have to really give her much direction, and she's just a shining star and a shining example of how all of us can represent a company. So I can't say enough about the level of results, involvement that Catherine has brought to the chamber and the community.
Pretty high praise for the editor from both of you guys. That's fantastic. But Lori, talk about how nice that is to have somebody set in place that you don't have to worry about, that you know is going to go get the job done.
You know, it's invaluable. It really is, especially in the situation that I found myself in December, where I became a publisher of this paper, and I knew nothing about publishing. And so if I wouldn't have had Catherine by my side to be able to take that content side over, and I didn't have to babysit it and learn about it, I wouldn't have been able to do it. You know, she truly was invaluable. She knew what to do. I didn't have to give her a lot of direction. Of course, we talked. We did all those kinds of things. But, you know, it was more her telling me how things went. And I'm like, okay. Oh, really? That's how that works? But, no, she's just wonderful. And she does truly have the patience of Job.
You have to when you're an editor and a writer because, you know, it's takes a certain level of perfection that you want in your writing and to do the amount of writing she's doing and really in different topics and different categories, it really takes that ability to have patience.
Yeah, it does. She's phenomenal. And, you know, there are always little things that one can improve upon in life, but, you know, for the most part, and even when you go to her and say, you know, maybe we could try this or maybe we should do this, it's never like, oh, no. I don't want, you know, she's
coachable.
You know, she's not like that at all.
No.
She's not like that at all. So that, and that's important too, because we've got the whole group coming at her with different things to do. And she worked really, really well with my graphic designer. So I don't have to do a lot with it. When the paper comes out for proofing, of course I do that kind of thing, but there's very little mistakes that I find, at least I see anyway, when I go through it. So I think she does a great job, and I'm really proud of what she does. And I think we have a really good papers saying, and a big part of it is about the content.
Absolutely. And speaking of content, I want to know more about how you guys go about picking content, because I know that it's, you know, video does it differently and online does it differently and papers do it differently. So how do you guys go about picking content, and then specifically, how do you go about making sure you're picking the right thing for that front cover?
Been here. Well, you know, we get just like a lot of different, we get a lot of press releases, like a lot of media does. And but she has, I mean, we get a lot of press releases, more than we could ever use. So she has to sift through all of that to make sure that it's important, because sometimes, or how long it will be important, is it just a short period of time or is it a long period of time? So she does a great job with doing that. She also tries to pick out content that's relevant to what our readers expect in our paper. We have a different, unique publication. We are a feel-good publication. We are not. We don't report the news. We aren't talking about the floods or the Middle East crises and different things like that. We're talking about things that are important to our reader for a month, which is why this front cover is so important, because it has to be viable for a long period of time. So for this month in May, for example, we're talking about Restaurant Week, because that is something everybody looks at and wants to find out about and think about. I think April was all about green, because we celebrate the Green Week. And every month is something new. We try to focus on something different every month. And sometimes it changes, but for the most part, that's kind of our guideline.
Talk about Arizona Restaurant Week. It is the top story here on, on the front, and I'm looking at your website as well. That's a big thing here, and I know it's a big thing locally, obviously, and it's a, you know, gets to a lot of people. There's a lot of different restaurants involved from all over the valley. Talk about Arizona Restaurant Week.
Well, what happens is, you know, Catherine wrote a great article on the front page about all the different things that are going on throughout the month. And then on our website, she features different restaurants that are going on. We have also a restaurant every month in our – or a chef every month in our food and wine section that will have a recipe or something exciting, unique about what they do. But it's just an opportunity for all the different restaurants in the valley to get people, their customers, to come in and talk and enjoy their place, find something new. And we're, you know, let's face it, everybody's looking for somewhere new to go all the time. And that's what this great, this Restaurant Week does. It allows people to try different restaurants that they wouldn't normally do, and hopefully we're the vehicle to give people the idea to go out there and do that.
Absolutely. Jason, have you ever been able to attend Arizona Restaurant Week? I know it's a very exciting event here in Phoenix. Talk a little bit about your experience and what you've learned, obviously, from reading the City Sun-Times.
Yeah, I've attended Arizona Restaurant Week before, and it's a wonderful opportunity to support local businesses, to try something different and new. It's definitely something that is about stimulating the economy and business and revenue throughout the state, and it's fun to try new foods and try new places and, you know, and learn more about what's out there. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity, whether someone, you know, is just a vegetarian and or has a limited diet, or to someone who can eat anything. It's, you know, Arizona Restaurant Week is for everybody. And it's a way to bring the community together. It's a way to support local businesses. It's a way to help people understand the cultures and other types of food out there that they wouldn't otherwise try. So I highly recommend participating in Arizona Restaurant Week.
Yeah, I will definitely be participating in Arizona Restaurant Week. As a foodie, it's one of the things you got to be excited about here in Arizona. I mean, there's so many different restaurants to go to and different places to opportunity to try, you know, maybe some dishes you won't necessarily be able to go try.
Or a place you wouldn't normally go to.
Yeah.
And everybody loves food. It makes people happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's an experience. I mean, that's pretty much what the Arizona Restaurant Week is. It's on top of being, you know, you get to go try new foods, it's an experience that you won't necessarily have when just going to sit down and be at a restaurant. But I know something that you brought up, and it spotted it off to me, is, you know, how important it is, because it's this movement nationally, shop local, eat local, be a part of this. So how important it is with you guys, because you are a local paper, these relationships and that kind of trend that staying local and building the economy and things like that is for you guys?
Oh, it's hugely important, because we are the vehicle to allow all these businesses out there to become known. Because there's a lot of situations where you just don't realize that business is there. And you have to have a place to advertise or let people know that you're out there. And so our job is to find these little places and you know, make them understand that we are the go-to community newspaper, and we can provide a positive vehicle for them to drive their business through brand recognition within our publication. So hopefully, you know, we try to do that. We try to convey that to everybody that's out there. And I think most of our advertisers will say that they had a really good experience.
Absolutely. And I know one more question before we go to break. Jason, I know that's something that's very close to you. Obviously, you deal with all the local businesses here at the North Phoenix Chamber. That's such an intricate part of it. So talk about the local businesses and how that thriving is so important to the Chamber.
Oh, absolutely. We're a chamber that has a ton of local businesses involved, and it's so important to support the local business owners here in the community and to keep the money in the economy here locally so they can be more successful and we can provide additional resources. And City Sun-Times is a great way to advertise and promote those local offerings.
Yeah, absolutely. But we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the City Sun-Times, and we'll get into a little bit of Lori's background and Bob's background, maybe before they were a part of the City Sun-Times. You're listening to the North Phoenix Chamber Hour, brought to you by Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. we take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello and welcome back to the North Phoenix Chamber Hour. I'm Paige DeMacos, the host, with Lori and Bob from City Sun Times, and of course, the one, the only, Jason Bressler from the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Happy to have all of you guys here and having a lovely conversation about the City Sun Times and all that you guys do. It's so important to the community and nice to hear a little bit more about how you guys get involved. And before we get into your background, I talked to you a little bit about it off the air, but on the air, I'd like to talk about what are some of the more difficult parts of your job. I mean, you talked about how Catherine makes your job easy, but no job is without some stressful days. So what are some of those more stressful days and how do you deal with it?
Well, I think the hardest thing is when there's an issue with an advertiser, when something's not the way they want it and we misinterpreted or something like that. So we have to find a common ground to come together to try to fix that. So that's not always so easy. Usually I've been able to figure it out, smooth the feathers and move forward, which is what we always want to do. So I would say that's the worst part so far.
How is that relationship between you and advertisers? How do you guys come together to pick out what you're going to put on content-wise and represent them in a proper way? Because I know some people, I'm sure, are very picky, and then I'm sure some people are more relaxed in the way they approach it.
Yes, and I'm really not the contact person with that. That's more the sales team that does really all of the what goes on that advertisement, and then they get that to the graphic designer through my assistant, Darlene, who is also like Catherine. Without her, I would not be able to do it. But that's that, you know, people like Bob get that to Darlene, then Darlene works with the graphic designer and they figure it all out and make it all come together. And most of the advertisers are very, very easy to work with. We don't have too many issues. It's just that once in a while those things do come up, but we try to make everybody happy because that's what we're in the business to do.
Yeah, it's smooth sailing for
yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Bob, but in 6 years, you have to have some story that a little bit of a rough route or something that happened between that in your business that was more of a difficult time for you.
Well, sales are going out, beating the bush and talking to people and convincing them to advertise in the City Sun Times to get their money's worth in readership. And just a lot of good hard work.
When you're walking in to go get somebody to sign up to get a sale, how do you approach it? What's your sales approach? What do you walk into the room approaching how you're going to get somebody to sign up with City Sun Times?
Well, the first few seconds of your introduction is crucial in how far you get. And be a little bit off the wall, so to speak, but friendly and not going with that you're going to sell something. You're just going to go in there, get acquainted, and bid a little bit and play it by ear.
You seem like the type of guy that would be easy to have a conversation with. You're talking about the north side of the track, the south side of the track, this side and other things, so it seems like it'd be pretty easy to have a conversation with you. But Lori, I know we wanted to talk about your retail background and what was your lifestyle before you got into the paper and maybe some of the things that you used from retail to really help you move forward with City Sun Times.
Well, I was in retail working for Dillard's. I worked on the floor. I worked as a buyer. So I did all the traveling and all of that kind of stuff that goes with that business. Opened up several stores here in the Valley, the Paradise Valley store. That's a long time ago. I'm dating myself now. it was a great experience. And I took some time off after that to raise my kids. I have four. And last year I wanted to get back out into the real world, so to speak. And I was looking around for different things to do, and this publication came across, just came about, and it was turned out to be a perfect fit for me and what I was looking for, and gives me the flexibility that I need to still be at home and be a mom, but also to, you know, be important again in the community and do something viable with my time. And it's amazing how much commonalities there are between being a publisher and being a buyer. There's a lot of detail involved in both. There's a lot of chit-chatting with people, which, you know, I like to do. And it's just been, you know, there's been a lot of things I've been able to use, and it's been a great experience.
How about being a mom? Obviously, the most important job in the world, being a mother, and taking care of four kids is not easy. So what have you learned from just your experience with being a mom and taking care of four individuals before you take care of yourself?
You know, it's just all about patience. You've got to have a lot of patience in life, and you got to learn to laugh, and you can't sweat the small stuff. And sometimes that's hard to do when you get involved in business and you're trying to get everything running sometimes, but you have to really think about how important is this, the big scheme of things. And definitely that's key with kids, because they will try that patience.
It's their job.
It's their job.
It's a kid's job to try and test their parents' ways and find out how many different ways you can make your parents angry.
Yeah, and it's all part of their jobs. And right now I'm living with three teenagers, so that patience gets tested.
Man, like, that sounds like frequently. I think that sounds like a tougher job than being the publisher of the City Sun Times. If you got three teenagers at home, that seems pretty rough. If I do say so.
They're pretty good kids, though. I can't complain. It could be a lot worse, but they're really good kids. They do all the normal things that everybody else does. But overall, they've been really supportive of me with this whole mom all of a sudden going back to work. So they've had to become independent and do a lot of things on their own. So it's been good.
Talk about that, because I know it's something that I had to get used to as having a single parent kind of go back into the workforce, and really, you know, it's a different dynamic when you're used to having your mom at home constantly to lean on and ask questions. Talk about how important that, you know, that change for your kids has been.
Oh, it's, you know, I think it was tough at first. It was a big transition for them to learn to do just the simple things, pick up after themselves. Mom's not there to make breakfast, and I still do their lunches and all of that kind of stuff, but just the little things. They come home from school. I mean, my youngest is 14, so it's not like they're babies anymore. And so they're able to they just do a lot more on their own. And at first my 16-year-old says to me, it's been pretty good, Mom, that you've been working. The only thing is I don't have as many clean clothes as I would like. But overall, it's been good.
Good. It seems like you got a pretty good dynamic and relationship going there. And
it has to be
everybody on the same page. With my mom and my brother and I, we had a system. You know, things kind of they flowed together, and you find out what somebody, you know, it's a little bit of responsibility for the kids, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. And I have a really supportive husband that helps out a lot getting the kids from here to there. You know, when you have teenagers, everybody's always going somewhere, and it's more about if you had a chauffeur. That's the hard. That's what you really need to do, is get them all from one place to another.
That's what happens when you turn 16.
Yeah.
At least that was what happened to my house. I just became the chauffeur for myself and my younger brother.
Absolutely.
It's not a bad thing. But Bob, talk about your experience with City Sun Times and what you maybe did before you were involved with City Sun Times, and how that helped you now being a part of the paper.
It's kind of ironic being in the newspaper business. When I was a kid in Colleen, Idaho, I was a newspaper carrier on the corner, extra, extra, read all about it, and in and out of sales through the years, and then back in the newspaper business from Billings to Denver to here. It's very challenging. Every day is different. Everything is different. Everybody's different. It's just been very rewarding in all the years I've been doing this. Really, really great.
Bob, how many years have you been involved in the newspaper business, so to say?
Probably 30 years total. But different newspapers.
That's fantastic. And talk about, because newspapers used to be a lot different 30 years ago than they are now. Talk about the evolution of newspapers and how, you know, it's not necessarily that easy to get newspapers off the stand now as it maybe once was before.
There's always the demand, or always will be a demand for community newspapers with community news, and they will always be around there. The readership is good, and there's a lot of demand for community newspapers.
Talk about maybe your earliest newspaper business. Where you were? What was your first newspaper job? What did you learn from that you're maybe applying now when you're 30 years later, and something you maybe learned as a younger Bob?
I started off a collection for a newspaper called The Record Horseman, and moved into sales from there for the livestock paper. And then that was quite an experience.
Sounds like you've been part of the business for a very long time, and got to do some pretty cool different things and moving all over the country now, obviously in Phoenix, Arizona. But Jason, I wanted to talk to you before we're going to wrap things up here pretty soon in the next 5 minutes. We talked about North Phoenix in particular. What, you know, people know Scottsdale, they know Carefree, they know separate areas, but what is North Phoenix? It's hard to put a pinpoint on what North Phoenix is.
So the chamber covers a designated territory from 51st Avenue on the west side to the east side, Scottsdale Road, to the north side, border of Anthem and Scottsdale and Phoenix area, south side to Northern Road. And, you know, really North Phoenix is subject to interpretation. It's growing every day, and we kept hearing that this community was not being taken care of properly by a similar organization, and, you know, wanted to really expand out to those locations and make sure that we provide the community networking opportunities that business owners need to grow their respective businesses and to promote their respective products and services. So, yeah, North Phoenix, the territory is changing almost daily, I think, out there with all the new businesses opening and us being, you know, a growing community. So it's exciting to be a part of that. And so
absolutely. But talk about, I mean, this is for everyone else that isn't familiar with North Phoenix. This is an area that is growing. It's an area that I live in. It's an area that, you know, continues to grow, restaurants, this, that, and the other thing. So maybe, and I'll have you guys weigh in on this as well, how the importance of having the North Phoenix Chamber as a common place for people to really come together. And I know 500 plus members now. I mean, talking about a lot of people, a lot of businesses that have come together to really try and get this area to prosper.
Yeah, and our goal here is to really unite those business owners, unite those individuals in commerce and industry and education and philanthropy and professions to kind of work together for the greater development of the North Phoenix area. So when you look at that, we're fostering business growth, we're increasing prosperity, we're improving the quality of life, and improving the entire area as a whole. So ultimately, a chamber is vital, to, you know, growing business, to stimulating commerce, to helping individuals and residents of the area understand who's in their local community. And it's so vital to have a chamber of commerce that is cutting edge, creative, and thinking outside the box to find those opportunities to promote commerce and the businesses in the area.
And a fantastic job, I can say, on my end, and I'll have you guys say, but a fantastic job that Jason has done personally for helping our business grow here, for helping other businesses grow, putting people in touch with each other in such an important part, you know, being able to really count on somebody to make the North Phoenix Chamber feel like a family, which is very unique when you're talking about 500-plus people. I mean, I feel like when I walk into a chamber event, it's like cheers. It's like everybody knows your name. You know, everyone walks in.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
Talk about the atmosphere.
You walk into an event and everybody knows everybody. And that's the important thing for us, too, as the City Sun-Times, to be able to have a place like that, to go, to say hi, to sit down with them and enjoy them, and also to give them a way to promote their business and to get out there and make them more successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the chamber is a place where everyone feels comfortable. everyone, I think all the events are very well put together, and it gives opportunities for places like you to be involved with the chamber, like the North Phoenix
Absolutely.
Chamber, and have that dynamic partnership. And I know that both businesses, both entities have really benefited from your partnership.
Yeah, we've both prospered. It's just a fantastic working relationship. Couldn't ask for more. Jason's a great guy.
Absolutely. Couldn't say anything more about Jason Bressler and how important he is for everybody at the North Phoenix Chamber. But as time is expiring, I want people to be able to read your publication. How can they go online, read about it, maybe Facebook, Twitter, all those types of things. How do you read the City Sun-Times?
Well, you can pick up a copy of your City Sun Times at over 20,000 racks and stacks within our distribution area. We are online also at citysuntimes.com. You can like us on our Facebook page, and you'll get all our interesting things that are going on all the time. I believe we're also on Twitter, too. I'm not as up on all of that as I need to be, but you can do basically if you like us on Facebook, you get everything. So, and we also direct mail 20,000 copies as well. So if you're in our mailing area, you will get it.
And if you want to be on the mailing list, how do you do that?
Well, if you wanted to be on the mailing list, all you could do is call the number on our website, and we'll mail you a copy.
Do you know the number off the top of your head?
No, I don't.
Okay, the website is, though, so they can go visit it.
CitySunTimes.com.
CitySunTimes.com. So you can go to CitySunTimes.com. The phone number is 480-922-8732. That's, again, 480-922-8732. If you want to get City Sun Times, be a part of it, great newspaper. Can't say enough about it. Obviously, Lori and Bob, fantastic representation of the City Sun Times. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
No,
thank
it was a great
you.
Pleasure.
We had a great time. And Jason, representing the North Phoenix Chamber, thank you as always for being a great guest and a great person.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to the North Phoenix Chamber Hour, brought to you by Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon.